want to kill the weed until you land. It's so strong.
What word do you use though when somebody has to put some food in it so that they won't go put it in the trash can?
What thing? Put food in what?
For the hogs. What do you call that container?
Slop bucket. Yeah, slop bucket. Yeah.
Is that what they call it a long time ago too?
Yes. Slop bucket to slop the hogs. No, we had a larger one for that. Used to have baths and, you know, wooden tub, wooden wardrobe. And no, let me tell you, we had a baling block. Go down the woods and saw down your tree and cut a big old block. And that's why you bale your clothes. You got to put them in the tub and rub them. And then take them out and lay them on that block and battle them.
What you like, my fighting?
Yeah, pop my mouth, they beat them clothes and beat them. Oh, see how come they beat them all to pieces. Then put them in that wash pot and boil them. Take them back out and rub them again. And then rinse them from 3 to 4 times. Then put them on the light. It'll take you a whole day to wash. It was a big family, you didn't get through in one day. You had to bail more to do all that.
I heard you mention wash pot. Tell me what's a wash pot.
A wash pot is that big old round black thing with 3 legs. Some of them got 4 legs. You set them up on bricks. Put your clothes in there and boil them. We were talking about this bleaching washing powder. See, we didn't know about no bleaching washing powder. You made that potash soap and potash. You wash your clothes with the soap, you get ready to boil them. You put you some potash in the pot and some water, then drop your clothes down there and boil them. They'd be so pretty and white. That's the way you had to bleach them.
Do you use that wash pot for anything else?
Yeah, and use the wash pot. Oh, that wash pot was very handy. And killing hogs, dropped your lard in the wash pot. You heat water to clean your hogs out the wash pot. And then that you kill your hogs, and we'll dress the hogs, get his foot and head. Just put on your big wash pot, 4 or 5 hog heads and 1 wash pot. We had a great big old wash pot, you know. It'll hold about 4 hog heads. Yeah, and put your hog foot in there and let them boil. Then you take that and put them big dish pans and you make what y'all call it hog head cheese. But back there we called it sauce meat. And Ty, you talking about something good? That was good eating. Now you make that sauce meat and put it in a bowl and turn a plate down over and set you 2 the more iron, smoothing iron on there, you know, to hold it real tight, that's to press it. And you talking about eating. Next morning,